Delighted to have in the studio as my guest this morning. George Adair is in studio, and George is a third generation mortgage guy. He's been doing this for about 15 years. We did a transaction last year. We actually bought one of my listings. So
I did.
I appreciate that, George.
Yeah,
Thank you.
You know, I validated that you really know what you're talking about.
Darn right. Yeah, how about that?
We commemorate and celebrate the life of Mike Kelly, who spent so many years here on this radio station and even many more years in Sonoma County real estate, and a great friend, too. Allison is here. She'll remain here for the course of the hour, and we are joined by George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans. Hi, George.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for having us.
How did you meet Mike?
You know, the first time I met Mike was probably very interesting to him, but to me was really compelling. It was probably around 2003 or so, and I was out just touring open houses on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I happened into this complex, a condo complex over off Coffee, and, you know, it's a small little condo, and walk in there, and there's Mike Kelly sitting there watching a football game. And he said, hey, just show yourself around, you know, just pay no attention to this young guy who's, you know, just trying to figure out what to do with going to an open house and talking to an agent.
Yeah.
With no clients.
You were starting out.
I was starting out. And so I went upstairs and, you know, just kind of got the lay of the land of this condo. And I was really just struck that this guy who I knew was leading the morning marketing meeting for the MLS and was a legend on the radio at that time, even 16 years ago, was doing an open house for what was probably a $200,000 condo.
Yeah, it didn't seem to fit, did it?
It didn't seem to fit, and I remember talking to him for a bit, and he was, you know, friendly, and I don't know that I could get into the details of what we talked about, but he definitely took the time to talk to this young agent, myself, because I was practicing real estate back then, and he let me pick his brain. And it was great. And it left something on me. I'm sure he didn't remember it, but it left something on me.
Well, clearly an impression was made, George, because you've worked with Mike on many different levels here at the radio station, certainly in business, et cetera, for all the years since then. And I'm curious to see your overall impression of his place in this community.
You know, we were at the marketing meeting on Tuesday, shortly after, it's at 8:30, and you had just announced what had happened, and we were all digesting and dealing with that. And someone came up, I don't remember which speaker it was, and put his resume up there.
Rick put Law. Mike's.
Rick
Mike,
Law's.
Mike's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rick Law did. That's right.
Rick put
Law.
Put Mike's resume.
Yeah, Rick
up
Law,
there.
Who is quite an established community figure, puts his resume up there and is scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And it was... you're so awestruck realizing the impact. And each line item is, you know, chairman of this group, chairman of this organization, award recipient of this. And that. And there's so many stories that lead to him being able to put that on a resume. You know, it's not just something that you just kind of flash. It's like, you know, we work our entire lives to maybe have a couple of the achievements that he's had. And he has pages of it.
Well, I think that most of us wonder about this throughout the course of our lives. What kind of impact can we make or have we made? And certainly, you know, that question is distinctly answered when it comes to Mike Kelly. Oh, hell yes, you did.
You know? It's so funny. He said it as it is. I put something in response to your announcement on Facebook that basically Mike was a straight talker, a straight shooter at you. And if you were smart, you listened, because he had a lot to tell you. He had a lot to teach you, Allison, I'm sure, as a mentor to you, he had a lot to offer. And so it was compelling to me to be at the marketing meeting again on Tuesday and see all the women. There were more women than men that stood up and talked about an experience and over the last decades and decades. And today it has a lot of relevance, I think, in the conversations women in the workplace.
Yeah, about women succeeding in the workplace. And he certainly had a hand in that. And so many people commented on our Facebook post from Monday night, you know, my heart is so broken about Mike. He will be so missed. Mike was one of the first real estate mentors when I met him and will always have a place in my heart. And others saying, you know, what a loss for his family and for the community. And both of those things are true.
Absolutely true. And how you make people feel, I think, really shows who you are as a human. In real estate, it's kind of a tough
business.
It's a tough business. You get a lot of ego. It's amazing how many people will tell you how long they've been doing it in a conversation about real estate. It's kind of an annoying thing. Like, well, I've been doing this for 26 years, and I've never seen that before. I never heard Mike ever act like that or say that. He never had to. He never had to bolster his position by putting his resume out there. Most people probably have no idea all the things he had accomplished. But he wanted to make people understand. He had a stern way about it, sometimes crass. I had a couple of tough emails from him in a transaction.
Listen, I'm surprised he's never been fined by the FCC after all the years he spent, live on the radio,
right? Yes.
Just because of that delicious potty mouth.
He must have had a 15-second delay, right?
Yeah. We had to double it up, I think, for Mike. And I'll tell you, it was shortly after the fires of October, and we were thinking about, here at the radio station, returning to some semblance of normal programming. And that, of course, would have included the Real Estate Hour with Mike. And, you know, I felt, I didn't know if I was ready or the community was ready to go back to that. So Mike and I had long discussions about that. And I don't know, when, 3 weeks after? I'm not quite sure. And he said, Pat, I know exactly what you're saying, and you're going to have to trust me on this. And I said, okay, but I'm going to be sitting next to you just in case. And I'll be damned if he didn't get on the air that day and start talking about his community and the effects on his community, and started answering the most simple, basic questions that none of us could figure out, you know, homeowners and what do we do now and how do we protect what we have left, and a really beautiful, earnest and forthcoming hour that included a lot of help for a lot of people who needed it then. So he was right to ask for my trust, and he certainly deserved it.
It was a time when questions were being asked that no real estate agent or mortgage lender had ever answered before. And really had to think through the best responses for people to know what their options were, to know what the impact would be on their lives in the future, because there was such a guessing game going on. There were real estate professionals not knowing what to do. There were homeowners and renters not knowing what to do, not knowing what the first and second, third steps are. And it takes someone like Mike Kelly, who has been through, he was a broker for 40 years, agent for 40 years. And it takes that life of experience to be able to answer some of those questions.
And you have to have the right tone. And frankly, Mike, not always known for the right tone.
Right.
But he sure struck it then. And we've got a couple of minutes before the bottom of the hour. And I know, Allison, you and I have talked about this before. Let's talk about Mike the philanthropist and Mike as a very giving member of this community.
Yeah, God, where do you start?
Rotary,
yeah. He was in Rotary, involved as Santa Rosa Sunrise Rotary every Thursday morning, like 7 o'clock in the morning, I think they show up. And Paul, is anyone Rotary? Paul Harris Fellow. Mm-hmm. It's a big Rotary thing, and I apologize to...
Yeah, I don't know.
Our fellow Rotarians that I don't know exactly, but it's a big deal, and you get it by making large donations, and you receive this award. So he was a 2-time recipient of that, and just giving of everything, and of not just money but time, and his leadership, everything that he got involved in, it wasn't, you know, I'm going to join this group. It was, I'm going to help you run this group. And, whether it was as the secretary or a treasurer, or, you know, most often it was as a president of, he was a Rotary president for a year, in Rotary for, probably 20 some years, maybe 30 years. He was a member of the Santa Rosa Executives Group, which is a networking group, but it's an international or national group. So he was president of that, and he was on the board of the national part of that. And they did different fundraising things as well.
Mike Kelly was the president of just about any organization that he joined. Isn't that correct?
If they were smart.
Yeah, if they were smart. Right.
North Bay Association of Realtors, there was a board, and, you know, Eileen's going to be on our show on Sunday. Eileen's our broker at Keller Williams Realty. Yeah. She has known Mike since the very beginning, and she can answer a lot of the real estate, all the different boards. And it's actually in the Press Democrat, and I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me. But it was huge. Like you said, it was on that resume. And it's overwhelming.
All of things, really just a piece of the story about Mike's giving to the community. Again, we're, of course, talking about Mike Kelly, a longtime realtor in Sonoma County and a true friend of this community. And we're going to continue this discussion.